News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Big night last night. Theresa May was in Strasbourg, secured a three-part package that she is bringing back to the House of Commons to be voted on later today. In short, basically three parts to the package, as I say. The first part is a legal document which basically gives weight to the political guarantees already made by the EU that the backstop is not intended to be permanent. There's a second one that Theresa May was very big on, the idea of finding a technical solution to avoid a hard border. Alternative arrangements have been put in place to look for that. Whether or not that happens in the end is anyone's guess. But it's really about the third point, Kieran. That's where all the standoff was about up until last night. And just, it's quite Jesuitical what has been, just explain to us what has been agreed as in this third point.
The third point is a unilateral declaration by the United Kingdom. This is essentially a one-page document. The deal thus far has been distilled down to a single page. It's the page that Theresa May is going to be putting in front of the DUP and her hardline Brexiteer Tory MPs today and saying, look, this allows us to leave, to walk away from the backstop at a time of our choosing so that we will not get trapped in it forever. That's what she will say. That is the spin she will try and put in it. It is a little bit more complicated. In order for this to apply, this ability to walk away, they need to, first of all, enter the backstop. There needs to be an extension of the backstop for allow for longer negotiations. Those negotiations, if they're going nowhere, then has to go to arbitration. The arbiters will look at whether the EU are acting in bad faith, knowingly in bad faith. That is a huge hurdle to jump over. If they are found to be acting in bad faith, a big if, they then have to take action. If and then they take no action, if all of those hurdles are jumped over, then the unilateral declaration kicks in. And what does it say? It essentially says the UK will disapply the obligations of the backstop. The backstop will begin to be wound down, but, and this is important, they will do so in accordance with their obligations under the 1998 Good Friday Agreement in order to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. In other words, they're saying the backstop is there to guarantee no hard border. We will disapply the backstop if we jump over all these hurdles, but only in such a way that would guarantee no hard border.
Ultimately though, Kieran, and that's a really good summary of what's in the document, ultimately this will come down to politics, and the politics will largely be dictated by the Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox. Will he be able to tell Conservative MPs and even the DUP MPs, we're going to be talking to the DUP in a moment, will he be able to say to them that the backstop is now temporary, it is not permanent, we are not tied in forever to this backstop?
Yeah, that was the advice that did it for the withdrawal agreement the first time around. Geoffrey Cox saying this allowed the UK to be tied in indefinitely. That advice needs to change. If it does not change, if it changes a small bit but not enough, there's a chance that the DUP and some hardline Brexiteers will today say this doesn't go far enough. The withdrawal agreement then gets defeated tonight, and then we're into staring down the barrel of either an extension or a hard Brexit.
Interesting. Former Conservative Party leader and Brexiter Ian Duncan-Smith calling for a 24-hour delay this morning to allow a meaningful vote to have time to digest the deal and cross-examine Geoffrey Cox in the House of Commons. He did say, if it is correct, the backstop is both temporary and we can leave it at a moment of our choosing, then that means we become a balanced partner in the negotiation. But does it mean that? And more importantly, will Brexiteers judge that it does mean that? Let's get the views of somebody who is absolutely critical to this story now, Geoffrey Donaldson, MP for Lygon Valley and Chief Whip of the DUP. Geoffrey, is there enough in this deal for the DUP?
Well, we're not able to make that judgment just yet. We only received these proposals late last night, and therefore, we want to take this morning to study them in detail, to take our own legal counsel on the commitments that the Prime Minister and the EU have given, and to test whether those represent the legally binding commitments that we need to reassure us, particularly in relation to the backstop.
Yeah, look, understandable, Geoffrey, that you're not rushing to make a reaction to this. I suppose your initial reaction to the critical thing is that unilateral statement by the British government describing its interpretation of the commitments made by the EU. Is it your instinct that there's enough there that will mean that the UK is not trapped indefinitely in the backstop?
Well, of course, we'll want to hear from the Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, as to how he interprets this unilateral declaration by the UK government. We'll want to take our own legal counsel on that. So at the moment, we haven't reached a definitive conclusion.
Okay. It's a fairly short document. It's one page. Some people might say, why the delay in actually coming to a judgment on that?
Because the Attorney General hasn't spoken on this, and what he has to say, as your colleague rightly stated just a few moments ago, is crucial.
So if Geoffrey Cox comes out and says there is substantial change in this, we are no longer bound in indefinitely to the backstop, is that enough for the DUP?
Well, we'll then have to weigh up what he says against what we read and what we're being told by our own legal counsel. And then we'll come to a definitive decision on this today. We're not going to be rushed into it. I think there's something to be said for what Ian Duncan-Smith has stated this morning and indeed was raised in the House of Commons last night. Perhaps we need to take a little more time over this. The decisions be taken here by Parliament are crucial and have long-term implications. So maybe this will go on late tonight, later than planned, and may even run into tomorrow. But of course, that's up to the business managers in the House of Commons.
Okay. Do you think maybe it might be sort of a common sense approach to say, actually, let's just have a little bit of time to consider this, maybe postpone the vote by 24 hours?
Well, that would certainly be one option. Whether it happens or not remains to be seen.
Your own legal advisors, I'm sure you have very sharp legal advice working for the DUP. They've obviously looked at this already. Have they given you an initial impression of what their take, if it is enough in relation to the backstop and movement on the backstop?
No, not yet. There will be meetings this morning and we'll begin to form our view on this, but again, we'll want to wait to hear what the Attorney General has to say in Parliament today.
Okay, if this vote does not pass, and that obviously is a possibility, and look, you're reserving judgment on it yet, which is absolutely your right to do so, of course. What happens in relation to the vote, the following votes on tomorrow and Thursday? I mean, how, for example, will you vote on a no-deal Brexit? Will you vote against a no-deal Brexit?
Well, of course, if the withdrawal agreement is passed by the House of Commons this evening, then those votes are no longer relevant. If the House of Commons says that it's not happy with what the government has brought back, then the business managers will have to decide whether we vote tomorrow and on Thursday on no deal and on extending Article 50. We're not going to be drawn on that at this stage. You wouldn't expect us to
sure.
until we see where we
fair
get
enough.
To today.
Fair enough. Two last quick questions. Jean-Claude Juncker said this is the end. No more renegotiation of the original negotiations. There are 15 days left, I think, after Thursday. Is there still time for further revision of the deal, or do you take Jean-Claude Juncker at his word that this is it?
Well, I don't want to, at this stage, come to a conclusion when we haven't yet decided on how to respond to these proposals. But my experience of negotiations over many years is that there's always time to refine matters if there are still concerns that need to be addressed. And we have heard the EU say before that the withdrawal agreement was take it or leave it. So, you know, I'm not absolutely convinced that we've seen the last move in all of this just now.
A little more water to be squeezed out of the towel?
Well, that depends on whether you think the towel needs further squeezing. And I'm not going to be drawn on that at this stage until we come to our own view on what is proposed, and I think people will understand that. This is so important. We need to be sure that if we're going to support something, that we have confidence it can deliver what we need,
okay,
all of us.
Just very finally, when can we expect a formal position on this from the DUP?
I think we'll want to hear what the Attorney General has to say, and then perhaps after that we'll meet and come to a definitive view before the vote is held, either this evening or later on.
Okay, Geoffrey Donaldson, MP for Lagan Valley, Chief Whip of the DUP, thanks indeed for talking to us.